Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. Now, more of the Travelin' On radio show on TalkZone.com.
Samantha Brown, the inspiring and popular host of several programs on the Travel Channel, is celebrating her 10th anniversary with the Travel Channel this month. Samantha, who travels over 200 days each year, is currently shooting the third season of her wildly popular series, Samantha Brown's Great Weekends, which is scheduled to begin airing this spring. And she has taken a day off from her road warrioring travels to join us today to tell us about the series and everything she's been up to. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you so much. That's quite an introduction.
Oh, well, it's deserving. You're well deserving of it, my dear.
Indeed.
And congrats on your 10th anniversary. I know it's been a year since we've seen you at the Adventure Travel Expo here in D.C., mm-hmm. and you've been a pretty busy little person.
It's funny. I think I can't work anymore, and then I do, and then my work, luckily, is amazing, but I'm on the road. Oh, last year was 230 days, and I'm set to eclipse that this year, no problem. So it's a job that keeps growing and keeps getting better.
Wow. Well, I mean, what a great run for you, for the girl next door. I love the story, the story of your beginning, you know, the girl next door from New Hampshire. Share with our audience really how you were discovered.
Well, I went to school for musical theater, and mm-hmm. then I moved to New York City to pursue it, and just naturally started, auditioning for commercials and things like that, as an actress waiting on tables does. And I did a set of commercials, and the producers of a production company saw that and wanted to submit me for a show that they were commissioned to do for the Travel Channel. So it's a little convoluted, but basically... a production company saw me, and when they, you know, called me up and said, hey, we'd like you to do this, and when I ultimately got the job, I remember thinking, what's a host? Like, I didn't even know what a host was, because 10 years ago, TV was very different. There were very few host-driven shows,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, is quite the opposite of today, where almost every show is sort of reality-based, non-scripted, as well as hosted. But 10 years ago, it was different, and I really didn't know, just to be blunt, what I was doing. And luckily, I think a part of the audience really responded to that. That girl next door, just, I'm not an expert. I'm discovering it along with them, and that myself and the viewer, we're going along for the ride, and we're sharing the same journey at the same time. And that was my main goal with the show, or one of the most strongest goals, is just to make the travel experience more of the moment and now, not something necessarily you would use to plan your travel, but you would be inspired to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily that's really worked out after 10 years.
And, you know, as a child, I know your travel experiences were limited to Canada or Cape Cod. I mean, you weren't a jet setter. How was that transition for you?
Well, it was a huge transition. I never thought I would, I mean, maybe I'd go to Europe. I thought of that, but never thought I would do as of now, the 57 countries I've been able to travel to and enjoy. But again, you know, my New Hampshire upbringing, I thought, really formed me into the person I am today, and that New Hampshireites were very solid people, were mm-hmm. not pretentious in the least, and we really enjoy just the simple things in life and understand that everyday things are just as good as the big moments. And that's something else that I really we try to uncover on my show, is that, you know, somebody else's everyday life is really quite extraordinary. And when you are traveling around the world and even to neighboring states, it's really important to incorporate that into your travel experience. Just talking to people, striking mm-hmm. up a conversation, seeing what they do, what life is like for them. And it's an important part of travel.
Now, Samantha, one of the things that we love about travel is just how it transforms one from a pretty ordinary or mundane life and existence to extraordinary living. Talk to us about some of the transformational travels that you've had in terms of going to a particular place that's really had an impact on who you are.
so many places. I think one of the what was a turning point for me was actually in the country of Nicaragua. And it was a country that, when, you know, appeared on my list of what we're doing, I was pretty tentative because my understanding of the country was based on, you know, history 20 years ago with Ali North and the Iran-Contra affair. And so I just thought, what is this experience going to be like? And when I arrived, it was so in opposite of what I had learned about the country. And it was so much more of a welcoming place. I really felt like I was home there. And it really taught me an important lesson that you never trust. You always need to reboot your history of a place, and nothing does that like travel.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because, you know, one of the things I was going to ask you is whether you have a chance to really immerse yourself in the various cultures when you're filming, because sometimes, you know, so many times when you're on location, you're really in and out, and and you never have a chance to get to know the locals, but it sounds as though you do.
I make a point of it, even when our schedules are that we're just, you know, focusing on the top attractions to see. When the cameras are off, I'll just go for long walks and just feel how neighborhoods change, and I'll just be with people in their day-to-day life just to get a sense of the people who live there. Because travel really puts you in the past, because you're always visiting museums and monuments and things that, you know, were of greatness 100, 200, even 1,000 years ago. So to combat that, or not necessarily combat that, but to complement, rather, I think it's important to find out, well, what's happening now? And that's always in the people.
Now, you're celebrating your 10th anniversary with the Travel Channel with a week of hour-long series, including a preview of a place that we're headed to tomorrow, Vancouver. Talk to us about some of these specials, and in particular, the Vancouver special.
Well, the Vancouver special is, of course, because of the Olympics, and I know that's why you're going there, which, you know, oh, you're going to have such a great time. We were there in July, so obviously not a lot of winter Olympic activity going on then, but the city itself is such an amazing destination, and it's a place where I think people already know that it's pretty special, but once they see it through the eyes of the Olympics, I think there's going to be a greater appreciation for this city worldwide. It's just one of the most beautiful cities ever created in terms of its location. You've got the mountains, the water, and a wonderful lifestyle, quality of life exists. And again, I always talk about, well, what do everyday people do there? And the everyday Vancouverite is extremely athletic because they have such access to nature. And the nature isn't outside the city, it's within it, in Stanley Park. So what you're going to see are you know, bikers and joggers and kayakers and everyone enjoying a city in a way that very few of us, well, I mean, you're from Washington, D.C., I'm from New York, we have a few kayakers, we've got a lot of joggers, but it's so strange to and exalting to visit a city that is so entrenched in nature. So it's really a special, special place.
You know, one of the series that I'm really interested in that's coming up during this week is Inside the Suitcase series, which reflects really on your 10 years at the Travel Channel and in a lot of your travels. I'm assuming because you allow yourself immersion experiences that the Inside the Suitcase will focus a little bit on that.
It will, and it'll focus a little bit on just things you didn't know about me, things that I learned on the road, things that might have happened off camera that, of course, never aired, and just more of a personal take on a career that's really been played on TV, and yet there's so much I think people don't know. And, you know, it's a quick hour, let me tell you. We could have done 3 hours of just a behind-the-scenes sort of personal take on my 10 years, but it was really nice just to sit down and really reflect on a lot of the places that I've seen and the people I've met, and because I don't get to a lot, you know, like you said, it's pretty quick. We have to move quickly when we're in a place, and there are long days, and sometimes you don't realize what you experienced until weeks after, and you think, wow. So it was a really great, it's a very funny show too. We shot it in my own home, and my cat sits on my lap. I think people get a little more of a sense of the person that I am.
Now, one of the other shows that's running is this fanathon that you're going to get together with some of the people who love your show, and you guys get to tour Walt Disney World. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is just a big celebration. Where else do you throw a party but Disney World? And it's the fans' picks. The footage went out, and the video clips went out on the website, and fans were asked to pick what was their favorite moments and write in what they loved about the show, and moments that stepped that really captured their imagination and their hearts. And so it was really great for me to see what has really resonated with viewers over the last 10 years.
And of course, there's a sports special, and I know in Vancouver, and we didn't touch on this when we were talking about Vancouver, you actually trained with the U.S. Olympic speed skating team, and you downhilled on a mountain bike in Whistler. We've seen that. We've been there. We've seen that, and we think those young men are very special bikers.
Oh, the mountain biking.
Yeah, whew.
Yeah, that's crazy. At some point, I just thought, why am I doing this? Because You know you're going to get a helmet when you do these things,
but
when you're given a chest plate, you're like, I don't know if I should be doing this. And it's just insane. I went down the easiest trail and just thought, wow, this is nuts. But an interesting note that I think few people realize, Whistler, which is so known as being, you know, the number one resort ski resort in the world, attracts just as many mountain bikers in the summer as it does skiers in the winter. So it's a huge. I mean, it's a central destination for this sport, and I had a great time. And then with meeting the U.S. speed skating team, so much fun. Unfortunately, I couldn't get on the ice because of insurance purposes, and they just said, there is no way you want to strap on 12-inch long sharp blades on this ice. So I trained with them in their workout room, and they were so much fun. It's interesting to see how they train, which is to just lay down a piece of kind of sheet metal, spray it with Pam, just like glide across it. So, like, you know, I can make this in my own apartment. So it's pretty rudimentary stuff, but great team, and of course they're always an Olympic favorite.
Oh my gosh, Sam! But I'm sitting here weighing, you know, on the scale here, speed skating or going down a mountainside, a very steep mountainside on a bike. I mean,
right, yes. I always have to check my insurance policy and make sure that I'm covered.
Good grief. But did on your sports special, you'll focus on ski jumping and fox hunting and boxing. Did you do all of these things, or were these things that you covered during the course of your travels?
Everything we've covered, I've done. We try to be as immersive as possible for better or for worse. And it really is sort of a tongue-in-cheek sports compilation hour. I mean, I've done things like zorbing, which is putting yourself in a large plastic ball, and it, you know, 10 feet in diameter and rolling down a hill. But just some of the crazy, activities I put myself in the middle of for the sake of good television. So it was a fun thing to look back on. That the craziest thing I did, where literally I stopped the shoot because I'm like, this is not right, is boxing in Philadelphia. I actually got into the ring with a quote unquote amateur boxer, and she's competing. And after the second time I was hitting the nose, I just thought, well, this probably it's not the thing I want to be doing now.
Yeah.
So some of the things are a little more death-defying than others.
Good grief. Well, and I know you have, as I mentioned, your great weekends. Your next season is coming up in the spring. What can we expect from this next season?
Oh, great, great locations. One of my favorites is the Jersey Shore, which is getting lots of play because of the MTV.
Yeah, snooky.
MTV show, but we show the exact opposite of what it really exists there. People are going to be really surprised at what a great destination the Jersey Shore is. So lots to come.
Good deal. Well, we thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm honored that you took a day off from your travels to chat with us, and love to have you back at any time, and actually would love to travel with you on some of these things.
I know, you should come along.
Well, you need your radio crew with you too, right?
Absolutely, I think that's a great idea.
Well, we'll have to talk to the Travel Channel about this, but Samantha Brown, popular host of Samantha Brown's Great Weekends, joins us today from New York. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Ian. Bye, Tom.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you during the week on Facebook and Twitter. So join us on our social networks and sign up for our newsletter and weekly travel deals at travelnradio.com. It's been a pleasure to share some travel time with you. We're Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, and we'll see you on the air again next week, same time, same frequency. And remember, leave positive footprints and build a meaningful legacy, one step at a time.